Now, as we're going deeper on this topic of getting at rainmaking, I'm going to cut to the chase. By following Stephen Covey's advice, let's begin with the end in mind. What is the end in mind of getting at rainmaking? This comes back to one of the topics we talked about in track 3, the principles of rainmaking. Remember, we talked about 5 principles there, didn't we? And then the 6th principle, value. If you want to drive the rain, ask yourself, how do you drive more and more and more and more value? And beginning with the end in mind, this is what we're talking about here. Not just how you drive more value, how you become someone of greater value. Perhaps even what is your unique value, your comparative advantage. Think about athletes who have unique comparative advantage, like a Tom Brady or LeBron James. What is it that sets them apart from everybody else in their game? And how do you become the same way? So you're not just a banker who can walk into any room and win the deal. You're a banker that deals, chase after. You get the calls because you're the person that CEOs want on their deals. Because you've built yourself into someone with unique and sustainable comparative advantage. That you make it rain year after year after year after year. Think about this. How many of these bankers do you know? Right, there are plenty of bankers who do the same old lame generic thing. And I work with plenty of them at Goldman as well. It's not like at the top end of the street, it's full of these unique bankers with massive comparative advantage. The average is always what? Average. And so what does the average banker do? Their lame thing. Walk in with their lame books, with profiles on buy-side targets. They talk about their accretion dilution analysis. Do a market update, exchange ratio. Whatever it might be, they walk in and talk about obvious topics. As one of my buddies who left banking and now runs M&A at a company said, they come in and all talk about the same boring things. See, and this is a problem for many bankers, right? Many convince themselves that they're doing everything they can, they're working hard. They're showing up, they're having their meetings, they're doing their client service, they're really covering their clients. But they're doing endless books of useless value. Showing up as someone of low value relative to someone of high value walking into the room, delivering unique comparative advantage. Think about the partners, George Boutros and Frank Quattrone. When I was in Menlo Park, they dominated technology. Why? These were guys that companies wanted on their team. Why? How did they build their unique comparative advantage? What about the bankers you know who go deep into understanding a company or its industry? You know, like the old stories you hear of bankers diving through 10Ks and Qs, hunting out specific details, ferreting around trying to find every opportunity for their clients. Are they doing the same old lame thing? Or are they bankers who build unique value and comparative advantage with their clients? What about those who are true trusted advisors? The ones who show up with great empathy, connection, who can sit with leaders and deliver them massive, massive value. And again, how many of these people do you know? Really? What you know for sure is that these are the people who put their names on the door. Consider folks like Kenny Mullis, or Blair Ifron, Paul Taubman, Robert Greenhill, Byron Trott. They built themselves into bankers of such unique value that they could build a firm around them. Byron Trott is an interesting example in particular because he built unique comparative advantage with Warren Buffett, who even called him out in one of his shareholder letters as one of those unique bankers who truly could see the world from the eyes of their clients. That was one of Byron's moves. In building deep value and sustainable advantage with his clients. What about you? What are your moves? What makes you unique? What sets you apart from the competition? What's your deep comparative advantage? See, because as I said, this is where we're beginning with the end in mind. If you want to be getting at rainmaking, how do you build yourself into someone with deep value, unique value, comparative advantage over your competition? And it's not just folks with their name on the door, is it? Right, I think about a small number of folks at Goldman Sachs who, because they created massive and unique value, have absolutely crushed their careers, like Gene Sykes or John Waldron, Greg Lemke, Dan Dees, George Lee, Ryan LeMay. You can count on a couple of your hands the small number of folks who you know who created such unique comparative advantage and deep value that they created differentiated careers. Another I know well is Matthew Koder, who runs commercial and investment banking at Bank of America, who was once an associate I worked for whose career has been a skyrocket because of the way that he deeply creates unique value. They are just a small number of people that I can think of all the people I ever worked with. And I don't pay any attention to bankers across the street. But I'm sure you know those small number of bankers you worked with as well, who created deep value, unique value, and the type of comparative advantage that they were able to build differentiated careers. Who are some of those names? What is it that you notice about them that helped them get it rain and keep it raining? And now think about this for you. What is it for you? What is your source of deep value? How are you uniquely valuable to your clients? How do you build deep comparative advantage for being a rainmaker? You might already have a lot of great ideas on this. And hopefully as we work our way through this track, it's going to come together even more for you. As we go deeper, let's talk about three massive problems that many bankers have in creating this type of deep value.